This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Sometimes the song is just ending and then we don't know what we're going to talk about. And then Erica goes, I have a thing.
No. Does this need medical advice?
So I'm looking up penicillin alternatives.
She's allergic.
Right.
Oh, yeah. She's allergic.
Thank goodness. Wow, you know something about me.
I know a lot about you. You have a thing.
I have a thing.
What is your thing?
Well, we were looking at this thing.
Oh boy.
Does it look infected now? No. We were starting to talk about what advice women would give to girls younger than them. You're okay. Not a girl.
No, but okay.
Nor a woman from my understanding.
I will say I am probably more feminine than most men, you know.
Yeah, no one's fighting you on that.
I'm not.
No.
I'm at least 30% estrogen. We've had it tested. The Slacker Research Department, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've tested me.
It's their least favorite day of work, but they brave through it.
Okay, I don't. But I think I can answer what advice I would give to young women. I have a daughter.
Fantastic. What would that advice be? I'm actually very curious now that you say that.
What advice would I give? Well, it's, oh God, that feels really weird because she's 14 and listening.
That's kind of like the pivotal age, in my opinion.
14.
Like that is the middle school, freshman year of high school. That's the worst.
I would say things that you guys don't like, probably. Erica and Aaron, you wouldn't like what I...
T-Hack's going to love it, though.
No, I would tell her...
Say it.
No, I want to hear it.
Yeah.
I would tell her to not automatically trust other women.
Ooh, that's such a bad precedent, though.
But it's so, especially in this business, you two, as women, if a woman gets high up in this business, and it's a real statistic in any business, more often than not, they clawed their way up. And then for some reason, they don't put a hand down and help other women up. They're like, I'm here. And you're like,
yeah.
Women are mean sometimes to fellow women.
Do you know why that happens?
Why?
Because we're fighting against the whole world.
So that's why I would tell her.
So you would tell her.
Why wouldn't you help, though? That's not a, that doesn't explain.
No, I know. I don't agree.
It doesn't make a ton of sense to me, but my daughter is just so trusting. So I would
get that, and that is such a beautiful trait because I have that as well.
Yes,
but you have to have boundaries. You do.
So then I'm right to tell her.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. I don't think that's right,
but it sucks.
Yeah. I know it sucks, but when you said that, it was the first thing that sprang to my mind. I don't know what else I would tell her. I think whatever you're gonna tell a person younger than you, you just want to try to get them to not get hurt in the way you've seen. Do you know what I mean?
My thing is actually the opposite.
Oh.
Really?
I was going to, when I first read this question, I was like, well, don't date the stupid guys. But really?
Do you think you
have to date the stupid guys?
Yeah.
You have to go through the stuff that you're like, what was I thinking?
What guys are left if you don't date the stupid ones?
Very few of them.
So then you wouldn't try to save a young woman heartache?
What do they call it on TikTok? I asked you.
Canon event.
It's a canon event.
It's a canon event. Yeah. You have to get cheated on. You have to have really bad situationships.
You don't have to get cheated on.
Okay.
I mean, no, I know everyone does. But
not
like,
everyone. You well, 2 out of 2 in the room.
Everyone's it's, been cheated on.
Oh, 4 out of 4 in the room?
4 out of 4.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, if I could take it back, it's problematic for me at this point. And mm-hmm. I know it's problematic for Aaron.
Yeah.
Because then you
would
just,
you be
then
who
just,
you are if it didn't happen?
Yeah.
Would you have the standards that you have now if it didn't happen?
I would have higher standards.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
I think Aaron seeks out the wrong people.
Yeah.
Because she just...
Be careful, she's in a relationship.
No, I'm not saying this one. I'm not saying this one, okay. But I'm just saying...
In the past.
And then also, she's like me, like she's a tracker.
Like, what is a tracker?
Like if you've been cheated on, then when your sig other's like, I got a flat tire, it's like, let's see the receipt from Big O.
Yeah.
I want to see that you went and got it fixed. Like,
oh, this is why you had problem that I mentioned I have location of my fiance.
Yeah, when you said you're tracking him, I'm like, that's a little weird.
Safety.
It's not safety. That's tracking.
I did notice when he turned off his location and a couple months later a ring showed up.
Erica.
Yeah.
Okay. I would tell. No, you're not. So I would say trust more, like, I don't
trust know. More
okay,
men.
That's the,
it's like,
don't trust women. Trust more
trust men.
Men.
Yeah,
No. I was gonna say you should just trust people, but then I'm negating what I just said in my original.
In a healthy way. Don't give it all right away.
Yeah.
Right.
Just what like, if you trust the process?
Yeah.
But really, I really think my horrible relationships helped me
made
find
you
the
who
one.
You are.
Yeah.
Made me have good standards to find and wait. I was 30 when we met.
Okay.
So the bad relationships forced me to wait for an actually good relationship.
But one of the things that was said in the story that started this whole thing was you don't need to, like, I would tell a younger woman you don't need to be in a relationship. Like, you.
Well, you don't need to, but you need to have like one.
But like, don't be in a hurry for that.
Yeah.
Because then you end up.
Well, because it's you don't have to rely on others for your, like, satisfaction, your gratification,
right.
Your, what's the other word? What is, like, appreciation?
Happiness?
Like, I don't know. Sure.
Don't really. What are those things?
You have a daughter?
Yeah, what would you tell your daughter? Yeah.
Do you have anything?
So I don't know if Aaron and Erica are going to like mine either,
no.
But I'll take a risk. So I've just been noticing, and I think it's well-intentioned as a society, but it grinds my gears. However, we've changed it. Like, you don't have to be beautiful. Like, being smart is beautiful. Being athletic is beautiful. Like, all these things are being beautiful. No, it's not. Being smart is being smart. And that's great. You don't have to be beautiful. Why do we try to make everything else as like, you could be this and that's beautiful. It's like, no, just be that. And why do we put any emphasis on beauty at all? Let's just,
it
that's
seems
not
like
important.
We're still attaching beauty to these other subjects.
To like
yeah.
success.
I want my daughter to be smart, funny, independent. And are those things beautiful?
Wait.
I don't know. It's not beauty.
Internally.
Yes. But it's
that's
just.
She's going to be incredibly beautiful. Like, because of who she is.
Right.
And
she's
real
be
cute.
Be great. But
thank you.
But physical beauty doesn't mean anything.
Right. We keep trying to like force this square peg into this. And that's also beautiful. And this is beautiful. And it's like,
it's not, no,
beauty
not.
Is not, shouldn't be that important. I think, haven't we moved past that where we can just value other characteristics? That would be
that?
My advice.
No.
No,
I understand.
I actually love that.
Oh, okay. Oh my God.
Did you say yours
That's
yet,
how man pretty.
Is yours date the bad guys?
Yeah, it was going to be don't date the bad guys, but it's like, it is date the bad guys. Date the guys who make you go, that was embarrassing. I'm
you
never
really
doing that again.
You're telling me.
T-Hack that knows one of them.
I do. Yeah.
He does a great impression.
Yes.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.